Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Well, Bafana Bafana, we're playing Kaizer Chiefs lost and gracefully against Al Ahly. There was the Tour de Force that Tour de France rather that was concluded. There's a golfing tournament that unfortunately Louis Oosthuizen became yet another runner-up in a slam of that nature. All of these people, Liesl van der Westhuizen, will most likely need a sports massage after competing in their various sporting codes. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. And all of those people probably do have a sports therapist that travels with them or a masseuse that they use every time they need to recover after a strenuous event. And we as everyday athletes, you and I, even though we walk on the prom for half an hour three times a week, we also need to have a massage, and that's why everyone deserves a massage week. It's celebrated. It started yesterday. It's for the rest of the week, and I thought let's bring some attention to this, because so often we train so hard and we spend so much time putting our bodies out there and putting our bodies through its paces, but we don't spend the time putting back into our bodies, fueling us up in different ways. And this week is out there. It was started 20 years ago to promote the benefits of massage, but also to promote the incredible workers within the industry, our physiotherapists, our biokineticists, our body work of and massage professionals out there. And I thought, what better way to celebrate and to start this discussion than to get Russell Looms, the co-owner of a company called EPT, yeah, in Stellenbosch. They're often at all the races around the country, whether it's Joburg to see, Sani to see, the Cape Epic. You'll see them at various of the sporting events around the country with their massage therapists, with their biokineticists, just to give us some tips and some advice about the importance of having a massage regularly.
Your body has the ability to heal itself. One of the biggest contributors to assist your body is massage. And if you look at the benefits of massage, they are truly phenomenal. From the reduction of stress in your mind and, of course, in your body, the reduction of load in the musculoskeletal systems, increase in circulation, increase in lymphatic drainage. Massage should be part of our weekly, monthly lives. My name is Russell, and I'm part of EPT Recovery. And having been in the industry for over 20 years and having seen the benefits and the improvement in people through massage, it is very clear that massage is no longer a luxury. It is a necessity. At EPT Recovery, we recommend that you have a massage, or you introduce a massage, ideally every 2 weeks or once a month. And if you had to look at the analogy of how many times you brush your teeth, and the reason why we do this is if you look at the amount of load and effort that you put through your dental structures throughout the day or on a daily basis, and you clearly balance that with the amount of brushing and oral hygiene, why don't we do the same with the amount of exercise and training by utilizing massage to assist us in the same process? You can contact us at eprecovery.com. We're on Instagram and we're on Facebook.
So your face was quite shocked when Russell said you should have a
every
massage
2 weeks, my
every
word.
2 weeks for recovery. So, of course, it depends on the load and the intensity. So if you are training and you're putting a two-hour-a-day training session in, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, you need to speak to your bio or your physio, or even just contact the guys from EPT and ask their advice when it comes to recovery. Because recovery, and we've spoken about this time and time again, is so vital for you to continue doing what you're doing. So some of those tips are really great from Russell coming out there, the benefits of a massage. While we celebrate, everyone deserves a massage week. One of the big things, especially working from home, and this I can definitely say for anyone that's working from home, you're struggling, you're sitting with the wrong chair or the wrong desk height, a massage also improves your posture. It can loosen the tensions that prevent you from sitting up straight, that prevent you from breathing properly, and making sure that you're actually aligning your muscles and using the correct muscles when you sit. So that's one of the benefits that I found that I definitely say, not only if you're not sporting, you're not as active, still go, because you crouch at your desk all day, or take a break, stand up. The other thing is it promotes relaxation, it relieves stress, can reduce headaches, and it improves sleep.
It's important to know that when you're having a sports massage, when you get up off that table, you're going to be feeling some pain. So unlike a therapeutic massage that is meant to make you feel all calm and zen and just in a better space, this one is actually meant to feel slightly painful because you're undoing the damage that you were doing to the muscles when you were on a treadmill, lifting weight or whatever the case may be. There's some, you know, to reset that requires a little bit of pain.
Absolutely. But you also need to speak to your therapist. So say, that is sore. What's the pain level? This is how I'm feeling today. And it's all about communication. So when you get there, just say, my body's feeling sore here and here. Pain pressure, I feel like a medium or a little bit harder here, or please don't hit me as hard today or hurt me today. And that's the big thing. We often go in, we're so scared to communicate, we're so scared to say anything, and we just sit there and we bear through the pain. Please don't do that. If you are going to see a massage therapist, whether it's a sporting massage, whether it's just for a relaxing massage, aromatherapy, whatever type of massage it is, communicate with your professional where you're struggling, where you're suffering, where the pain points are, and don't be scared to tell them, please don't, I'm not enjoying that.
I'm slightly laughing because I remember going for a foot massage once, right? I was treated by a friend of mine and I was not prepared for the kind of assault on my foot that I was going to get. And the ladies who were doing our feet were not English speaking at all. So in communicating, that's too painful. I end up having to make noises to indicate what the pain level was, and then a smile when I was happy with what she was doing, because there was just no way of saying, lady, you are hitting my feet a little bit too much. That's amazing. What are we doing tomorrow?
So tomorrow we're talking, it's Tip Tuesday, and I thought massage week, sleep is important, recovery is important. So we'll talk about what to sleep in and what's ideal sleepwear. That's just come out in one of the articles from the States, the ideal sleepwear for your Tuesday tip.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much. Liesl van der Veste is back with us tomorrow morning, reflecting on the ideal sleepwear. 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks is when you are supposed to be going for a sports massage or a massage of sorts. How often do you go for a massage?